It is now December 10th, 2021, and this is the GroupQuest Daily News. In today's show, we talk about the Game Awards that happened last night and ABK. So, I'm just going to give you the winners. Both these stories come to us from Destructoid.com, and I'm going to go from the bottom up. And, you know, the show was really good last night. It started out with Sting. And he was doing some different music, in-game music stuff, along with the orchestra that was with him. So it was a good start. The beginning of the pre-show was also a pretty good start. Gave some awards out, which I will start giving here in a minute. And also gave some previews as to what games are there. So anyway, as to the awards. Content Creator of the Year. And this is mostly going from like Twitch and YouTube and Facebook and whatever, all these things. The Content Creator of the Year was Dream, so congratulations to him. The Best Esports Event was Worlds 2021. The Best Esports Coach, Coma, so congratulations to him. The Best Esports Team came from Counter-Strike Global Offensive. The team is Na'Vi, so and congratulations to them. The Best Esports Athlete, okay, basically the best esports gamer, went to Simple. Congratulations to him. And the best esports game this year, League of Legends. And really, this came down to CSGO, League of Legends, maybe Dota 2, okay, but essentially it was just those. And League of Legends came out on top on that one. Most Anticipated Game, Elden Ring. Best Community Support, Final Fantasy Online. And they also got the Best Ongoing Game. So they got two pretty good awards, I think. Not up to the top tier, but we're getting close. The Best Multiplayer Game was It Takes Two. Best Performance, and I was really rooting for Mr. Esposito, but it went to Maggie Robertson from Resident Evil Village. Surprisingly, that was, and I'm looking, the only award the Resident Evil Village was the only award that Village got last night. So Maggie, well done. Best Audio Design went to Forza Horizon 5. So congratulations to the Forza team. Best Score / Music went to Nier Replicant. Congratulations to them. Best Art Direction went to Deathloop. Congratulations to the Deathloop team. Innovation in Accessibility. It's inaccessibility, okay? Not on. I did not say on. Was Forza Horizon 5. Games for Impact went to Life is Strange Through Colors. And typically, Life is Strange really excels in this category, so that's not a surprise. Best Sports Racing went to Forza Horizon 5. That is three awards that they got. And well done to the Forza team for getting those three awards. Very well done. Best Simulation Strategy, Age of Empires 4. Well done to the Age of Empires team. Best Family Game, It Takes Two. Congratulations to them. Best Fighting Game, Guilty Gear Strive. Congratulations to them. Best RPG, Tales of Arise. Congratulations to you. Best Action Adventure, Metroid Dread. Well done to the Metroid team. Best Action Game, Returnal. I kind of had a suspicion about that one, even though my favorite's Far Cry 6. So congratulations to the Returnal team. Best Narrative, Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy. Surprise, surprise, of the mechas, that was the most powerful one, but they did not get the top prize. Best VR, Resident Evil 4. I said Resident Evil Village got one, Resident Evil 4 got one as well. Congratulations to them. Best Debut Indie Game, Kena, Bridge of Spirits. Well done to the Kena team. But they got one more, and that was the Best Independent Game. So two for Kena, and back to back. Best Mobile Game, Genshin Impact. Congratulations to that team. Best Game Direction, Deathloop. Congratulations to the Deathloop team. I believe that is one or two that they got through this. Two. They only got two awards. So good job to the Deathloop team. But Game of the Year, the Mecha Prize, went to It Takes Two. This, to me, was an upset. I mean, the It Takes Two team did really well this year. Congratulations and hats off to them. Now, from the good news, and really, they did talk about, they did issue a statement on the Game Awards last night. I'm not going to talk about that here. But Activision Blizzard is going to launch a strike. They've already launched a strike fund, but they will be striking here soon, and they have a GoFundMe page, which I will post up in the notes. So, long story short, this has been going on for quite some time, and to initiate a work stoppage is really the thing to do for them, I think. One thing that does strike me as very curious is the one that set up the fundraiser on the GoFundMe page was Jessica Gonzalez. She separated herself from the company last week, and now this week she set up a GoFundMe page, which at this point in time stands at $247,653 out of $1 million. So they're about a quarter of the way there. So anyway, I will post the link to the GoFundMe page up on the show notes. I don't typically do that, so if you want to donate to them, it'll be up in the show notes and probably will be in tomorrow's show there as well. Anyway, this has been a Dawn Forge Productions 2021. If you want to know more about Dawn Forge shows, go to dawnforge.com. We are brought to you by Audible, by all of our Patreons, patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by stackup.org, veterans that play games. I've been Joe. We will see you tomorrow evening, 6 p.m. EST, for the Group Quest weekly show up on twitch.tv/dawnforge. Until then, goodbye and enjoy your weekend.